Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and ambitious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Kezin Tuchar from Institute of Rural Economics, Tunan Institute. She recently published an article entitled Rural Entrepreneurship as Practice, a Framework for Research Beyond Stereotypical Notions of Entrepreneurial Agency and Contextual Constraints. She co-authored this paper with Neil Thompson. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Kezin, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Vincent.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
So basically, the paper that Neil, that is my co-author, Neil Thompson from Vrije University Amsterdam, the paper that we wrote together started off with a feeling of unease towards the concept of embeddedness, really. Yeah, you just said that I'm a rural scholar. I work on issues such as gender relations, employment, and entrepreneurship in rural areas. In this area of research, contextual factors are, of course, always really important. So rural entrepreneurship research is quite sensitive towards these contextual factors, places and spaces which matter for economic activity. But then nevertheless, like a common problem with the concept of embeddedness and how it is used in many case studies is, or Neil and I saw that the problem really is that the concept of embeddedness actually covers up much more than it does actually explain. For example, when an entrepreneurial story is really successful, then it is usually assumed this is because of local embeddedness. So the person has like a good access to local resources because he is embedded, whatever that means. Or if the successful entrepreneur is a newcomer, then the success is due to his or her translocal or mixed embeddedness. And if something goes really wrong and the business fails, then this is due to disembedding. But then embeddedness is sometimes used like in a tautological way and also in a very deterministic way. Whereas in the first place, we would need much more information about how this embedding is actually taking place. And if this is something that people, for example, are they consciously aware of being embedded? And then can you ever not be embedded, for example? So basically in our paper, we argue that on the one hand, entrepreneurial agency and embeddedness theory is overrated. Because it's certainly important to account for the entrepreneurial doing of context. Focusing solely on the entrepreneur and her activities that runs the risk of reiterating this atomized, as I would put it there, the atomized entrepreneur of rational choice theory, because certainly other factors are also very influential. For example, entrepreneurial activities which impact on local context, this impact or this the intention behind them could not even be rational or could even be unintentional. And even if it is intentional, it might in the end not be causal for entrepreneurial success. So a lot of things that entrepreneurs do all the time might not really be all geared towards the success of the business, but might just be their everyday activities. And then also like non-human agency, collective agency, and also serendipity are forces which shape entrepreneurial contextual relations and entrepreneurial success. And we think that they are in danger to be overlooked in contemporary embeddedness theory, so to say. And then also like on the other hand, again, entrepreneurial agency and their ability to shape context tend to be underestimated in embeddedness theory. So context can only be understood from within entrepreneurial engagements. This is one of our main points, so to say. And this entrepreneurial agency vis-a-vis context might be much stronger, much more powerful once we recognize the many contextual dimensions entangled in entrepreneurial practices and how far flung this mesh of these contextual dimensions is. And this mesh, so to say, might be impacted just by small entrepreneurial decisions. So this is basically what we started from with the idea that, or with an uneasy feeling about the concept of embeddedness.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
I believe the main contribution of a practice perspective on world entrepreneurship as we develop here in this paper is this really holistic view on contextual relations and the insight that entrepreneurial agency and context, or contextual things, are not necessarily causally linked. Rather, relations between entrepreneurial agency and world context, they could as well be prefigurative, they could be constitutive or intelligible. And that can, this concept, are these four different forms of relations between contextual context and agency, they can be used as a heuristic to better understand the processual and mutual relations between entrepreneurial agency and world context. So basically, we say that context is not determining and not everything can be shaped, on the other hand, by entrepreneurial agency. And second, I think assuming that, as we do in the paper, that agency and context both exist in forms of practice material bundles, that has the advantage that you can really delineate where, how, and why contextual stock, so to say, is entangled within entrepreneurial practices. And given this, we as researchers, we're really challenged to get really close to entrepreneurs or rural entrepreneurs' everyday lives to understand these contextual relations. And I think this is really important to avoid stereotypical explanations for rural phenomena or things that we simply dub to be rural. Yes, maybe then as a third point, we think that a practice perspective always comes with a certain sensitivity and a recognition for the socio-material world entangled in our practices. And thereby, we can also build bridges between social constructivist and positivist perspectives on rural entrepreneurship. And I think that can really push research towards new results, so to say.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I guess what is in general challenging when you do empirical entrepreneurship research, as was at the foundation of this paper, is to accept that there are many non-causal relations in research and how complex and also in many cases also how trivial actually empirical reality can get when you have these huge case studies. You could also say it's always a challenge to find what's up the needle in the hay. So when you do empirical research under the assumption that context or potentially meaningful context is everything all at once, so to say, then you do research which is really close to the life world of your participants. But you also have these situations where you puzzle everything together and you wonder, so what? So there's just not one grand explanatory story or one causal factor that drove the entire entrepreneurial success story. And I think accepting this as a researcher yourself and then also turning this into, so to say, something that can be published, something that is of relevance for science, I think that can oftentimes be a challenge.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
So I guess that rereading the work of Granovetter about the atomized individual and economic theory was somehow puzzling. It was somehow puzzling to see that even though the concept of embeddedness was so well established by now, and there are so many modernized or very up-to-date concepts of embeddedness that realize embeddedness is something that is multifaceted, that is dynamic, that nevertheless, somehow this problem of the isolated, atomized human agency that was still not really solved, so to say, this challenge.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
One of the implications for researchers would really be, for rural entrepreneurship researchers would be to like really take the life worlds of entrepreneurs and rural areas seriously and trying to understand it from within, and also to pay or trying to understand these life worlds from within to realize that that rurality is such a heterogeneous concept, or that there are so many heterogeneous rural places. And this is also certainly something, accepting the heterogeneity of rural places, that like policy making is currently trying to do much more. If you think of the rural development policies of the EU, place-based policies, there are many approaches that really take into consideration the life worlds of people there. Also because, or I assume especially because of, rising unrest, it's the wrong word, but rising populist voting patterns that you find in rural places. Yeah, turning an eye towards the dynamics in rural places certainly is really important, though this might not be the main implication of our paper because it's much more theoretical and conceptual in nature, of course. But this is also something that informed our writing about rural places.
Thanks a lot, Gizin, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Rural Entrepreneurship as Practice, a Framework for Research Beyond Stereotypical Notions of Entrepreneurial Agency and Contextual Constraints. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-eod.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you so much.